Now, we'd want to drop down here. I'm going to have to hit high points from here on in Jeremiah. Verse 9, and probably I should give a little background of this. Jeremiah has been ignored, and he's been rejected, but up to this point, he hadn't been persecuted physically. And now he is. And because of all of this, and after all, the message is breaking his own heart, he decides that he's going to turn in his resignation. And your heart can't help but go out to this man. He's not indifferent to what is happening. He feels this a great deal, and it's sapping his strength. And I think he's frankly on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Now notice what he says. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Now what he says is simply this. He says the message is breaking my heart, and all that it's earned for me is the persecution of the religious rulers and the rejection by the people. And therefore, I'm resigning. But he says, when I attempted to resign, the word of God was in his bones like a fire. And he said, I had to speak out. I couldn't forbear. And that, my friend, is another one of the marks and should be the mark of a man that's giving out the word of God today. How do you really feel about it? Is this a job that you have, or is this something really your heart's in it? You want to give out the word of God. You love the word of God, and you'd feel pretty bad if you didn't have the privilege of giving it out. And until you feel like that, I'm not sure that you ought to be attempting to give out the word of God. It ought to mean something to you. Now, you can see the conflict that's going on in the heart of this man. Now, he indulges in something that was apparently an Old Testament custom, or it became an Old Testament habit on the part of some of God's men here. Do you notice what he attempts to do? Well, he does something that Jonah did, and something that Job did, and something that Elijah did. It's singing an old song that won't do you a bit of good. It's the blues. It's known as the religious blues. Why was I born? And there are a lot of folk that will sing that song. Listen to him, verse 14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed. Oh boy, does he hate himself. And he wish he hadn't been born. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, a man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And then, verse 18, wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. And it's the old story, why was I born? Elijah crawled up under juniper tree, said, let me die. And we find that Job wanted to die. Curse the day he was born. And old Jonah, he got pretty downhearted, too, about everything. And he also wanted to die. Well, to wish that you'd not been born, that's about as foolish as anything you can wish, friends, because you're already born. And there's nothing you can do about that. And then you can sing the blues that you want to die. And you never die by wishing it. Nobody's never died by that method. He's way down, is he not? This is Jeremiah. You feel like putting your arm around him now, don't you? And patting him on the back and encouraging him. But I tell you, this man wants to give out the word of God.